Welcome back for the second half of the morning session here. I want to introduce Summer Greathouse. She's an attorney at Bracewell. She's going to be speaking to us about public facility corporations and affordable housing. Summer is, as I said, a partner at Bracewell. She concentrates her practice on tax-exempt financings, tax credits, economic development, and governmental contracts at the federal, state, and local levels, with a focus on affordable and workforce housing. I am really looking forward to this, so I'm sorry we gave you such a short amount of time, but we'll get an encore next year.
If you decide to invite me back. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Give Me a Tax Break. I was going to sing the jingle, you know, for the Kit Kat candy bars, but I decided talking about taxes is probably painful enough for most folks. I will spare you my terrible voice on that. As was mentioned, Summer Greathouse. I'm at the San Antonio office of Bracewell. My background is affordable housing finance almost exclusively. So I talk about this stuff all day, every day. My clients are exclusively governmental entities in these transactions. So I represent the public side of the public-private partnerships that incentivize affordable housing deals. So as a result of that, I spend a lot of time talking about public policy and helping my clients develop public policies around these programs. And I also counsel industry groups on legislative initiatives to keep these tools in our toolbox so that they don't go away, which almost happened in our last legislative session. And I spend a lot of time talking about using the tools responsibly, so you'll probably hear me talk about that today. So I just want to get, I know folks are probably reading my amazing slides, but I want to get an idea of what is your background. Have you heard of a PFC, a public facility corporation, or an HFC, a housing finance corporation? Does anybody in here heard of them?
Got
a couple. Has anybody done a deal with? I know there's at least one person. Okay, we've got a few people who have. And then just for my purposes, can I get a little bit of information about you guys? Who in here typically represents lenders? Okay. And what about developers or borrowers? A few government folks? Anyone on the government side? Okay. 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 Okay, thanks. That's helpful. So when I talk about affordable housing, I just want to give you guys a little bit of background on that. So affordable can mean a lot of different things to different people. But when we're talking about affordable housing here, we're talking about the HUD definition of affordability, which is making sure that folks are not spending more than 30% of their income on their housing. And so that's kind of what the definitions that I'll talk about today. You're going to hear a lot about AMI, which is area median income, which is calculated by HUD. And that's how we determine what folks should be spending on rents and how rents are set on these particular programs. But also there's workforce housing. So I'll kind of use those terms interchangeably, but affordable housing is typically where we have some subsidies involved and we're looking at lower income, 60% of area median income and below. And then workforce housing is 60% of area median income to 80%. So that's kind of more of a moderate range. And then just to set the stage, that's kind of what those terms mean. So let's get started. Did I go the right way? I'm going the wrong way. Here we go. Okay. So just a little roadmap of what we're going to talk about. I'm going to talk about what is a PFC. And we're also going to talk about HFCs as well, due to the recent legislative changes in the last legislative session, PFCs are more highly regulated now. HFCs, housing finance corporations, which are kind of a sister corporation, are less regulated. So we've seen a shift of the development that was happening with PFCs now going to housing finance corporations, as well as housing authorities, because they have similar powers and similar abilities to provide subsidies to these projects. So we'll talk about what these entities are, why are the tax exemptions that they can provide so valuable in housing, the statutory framework and some of the structuring that goes into them, other ways that they're used for other subsidies other than just property tax exemptions, some benefits and risks of using these entities in your deals, recent developments in litigation, as well as the future. It's a lot, so we'll see if we get through all of it. I talk pretty fast, so we'll probably make it. So just overview here of PFC basics. A public facility corporation is a nonprofit corporation.